I'll get the thoughts of Simon O'Donnell on that right now. Former Test player, champion, absolute champion fella, great analyst of the game, but above all, a fan, a lifelong fan. Simon O'Donnell, as a fan of cricket, what did you make of yesterday?
Phil, we finally got there, I suppose. Rossi, you know, there's been all sporting events, particularly when you're looking forward to these major ones, over the last couple of years, we're not sure whether they're on or they're off, or and the players get in the country, all the challenges that have been put in front of us. But finally getting to the line yesterday, I think there was a sense of relief, but obviously expectations. It was a great day.
I'll tell you what, it's a where were you when moment, isn't it? It's right up there. The first ball, where were you then when Mitchell Starc bowls that ball, Simon?
Yeah, no, I was sitting in the lounge room and tuned in. And that's just extraordinary in itself. You know, I think it's back in the 30s was the last time, wicket fell off the first ball in an Ashes series. So, that just to get everyone further revved up at the ground, that was probably the thing that stood out to me. You know, your directors were able to call for crowd shots and see people showing their enthusiasm and their love of the sport and the excitement that it had generated. So that was great in itself.
I heard Jared Waitley say in the SEN coverage, like they were getting feedback from listeners, there was a couple of blokes pool maintenance guys, and they were working on a pool in the first wicket. One of them fell in, he dropped the skimmer in, they were celebrating the wicket. I mean, it's basically, it's going to sell tickets. Like, you know what I mean? That first ball defines everyone suddenly bought into it, and everyone's walking around a bit taller and excited. What about that? Did you see that? How good? I mean, it's just an amazing moment yesterday. How different it could have been had the coin fell down the way for Pat Cummins. Like, Australia could have been batting first.
Yeah, and I don't think the conditions for the Aussies, Wassie, are going to be a lot better today than what the Poms had yesterday. You know, the wicket, yes, will be a little easier to bat on, but I think there's still going to be some good assistance for the bowlers. And right throughout the Test match, the way the weather pattern looks is that there's going to be some assistance for the bowlers out there with some movement through the air. So, the English, 147 on the board is not enough, but, if they can get some early wickets this morning, there's a long way to go in this tour, and they just need to right the ship and sort of not so much grab momentum, but give themselves some self-confidence that, everything's going to be okay here. And this isn't going to be a crushing blow day one. It's just a little ripple in the pond.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on the selections for England. Now, first of all, it's a bit of a mystery around James Anderson. First, we were told it was a calf injury, and then Joss Butler came out and said, no, he's fit. He's just being rested at 39 years of age. They're keeping him back for the second match of the series. I thought, hang on a sec, rested for the, this is an Ashes tour. And then Stuart Broad left out as well. The Australians admitted they were caught by surprise. I reckon Dave Warner would have been going, you beauty. Neither Anderson or Broad in the first test.
Yeah, no doubt. The Australian batting lineup all would have looked at each other and said, oh, gee whiz. Now, don't mind a Pommy bowling lineup without those two first up. I just don't subscribe to the rest theory with Jimmy Anderson. I know he's 39. If he can't, I would hope Jimmy Anderson would say the same thing. I think when he put his head on the pillow last night, he said, what's this resting business? You're either part of it or you're not if you're 100% fit. And if he was fit, I think it's a real mistake that, we're holding Jimmy Anderson back. Jimmy Anderson playing this test match, four or five over spells, it's not going to... That's probably where he's at the age he is. Well, that's all he needs to do in Brisbane. Bowl 18 or 24 balls each spell, get a little bit of movement if you can... grind one out every second spell. Well, he's done his job for England. And just the mentality of having him there as part of their attack, particularly when he was with Stuart Broad and other Ashes campaigns, particularly in England where they've torn us apart, it just helps them stand a bit taller. So I think that's a real blue if, as we think it is, he is 100% fit.
Simon O'Donnell, my special guest here on Breakfast with Vossie, 1170 SEN. On Pat Cummins, Simon, first day as Test skipper, 5 wickets. At the end of the day's play yesterday, I'll quote an old saying, he could put his arm down the S bend and pull out a gold watch. I mean, he's had a day to remember, Pat Cummins.
He might have got Lara Bingle's ring, was he?
Well, there you go. Well, I don't know where that's going, but yes. I'm just saying, it was, I mean, how could it be any better? I mean, it's just an extraordinary day. And to hear him talk, he was talking like the exuberance of him after the, I think he was on absolute cloud nine.
I don't know if we're allowed to say it anymore, being politically correct, was he? You know, the old days, he used to go home and kick the cat. Or kick whatever came. You know, he would have been patting the cat when he got home last night. I don't think it can get any better, can it? Like, not winning the toss is the first good thing that happened to him.
Yep.
And leaving it all on Joe Root's shoulders.
Yep.
Then, 5 wickets. The bowling change he swung, I think. In the fifth over.
That's right. Stark has 2 overs. Like his first bowling, his first decision as captain tactically was to take a bloke off who had taken a wicket first ball. He took him out of the attack after 2 overs. Wow.
Correct. And people think the relationship between 2020 cricket and Test cricket is, is far flung. It's not there. Well, it is there. And I think that's proof of it. You know, they were saying, Joe Root and that top order of England, they're bowling to them as they would, honing in on individuals that have issues with bowlers in the opposition attack. Now we see that in 2020 all the time. That's part of the build up and the planning to say Simon O'Donnell's going to bowl to Vossie and Andrew Voss is going to bowl to such and such because he's a lefty, he bowls well to lefties, all those sorts of things. Well, suddenly we're seeing that as a tactic in Test cricket. And that just as a tactic. The other bit is that these guys are ready to bowl at any time. You know, you're thinking, he's going to have 5 or 6 overs, then, that'll be a change. You know, that's sort of, you're sitting in your chair thinking that'll happen. Suddenly you think, hang on, that Cummins has got the ball. What's going on here? But that's just the way these athletes can perform these days, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Well, it's like artificial power plays in Test cricket. As I said, in my verdict, I said it yesterday, I say it again today, Test cricket, you can put your little greater than symbol. It's greater than all. It's greater than, we've loved the T20 World Cup recently, but the intrigue, the compelling viewing that is Test cricket, and I throw in the effort of Patel for the Kiwis the other day, the 10 wickets. You know, it's just amazing stuff. And yesterday, yet another shot in the arm for Test cricket. Can't wait for play to get underway today. Our coverage starts at 9 o'clock. Simon, thank you for coming on and sharing your thoughts.
Pleasure, Vossie. Anytime.
Good on you. Simon O'Donnell right there.